Hey guys, I'm happy. I'm happy today. I'm doing real good. I'm feeling good. Loves me. My kids love me. Yahweh loves me. And I'm happy. Baruch Hashem. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming again. Hopefully I won't stay on too long today. I always keep saying that. I always teach for 2 hours. And I'm sorry for talking so much. It's a Puerto Rican thing. I wanted you guys to always keep us in your prayers and to help us to keep doing with the work that Yah is calling us to do. Today's teaching is going to be a little different. It's going to be a teaching about health. It's been a while since I've done one. I've been dealing with a lot of things myself, and health-wise, and I've basically been doing some stuff, been doing some research. My wife and I, we've been doing some research about what to do in regards to turning into healthy eating. Let me tell you something that I found the last few days more than anything, but I've been really looking into this for a while, and I'm encountering a quandary here. You know, my main focus is teaching the Torah, sharing the Torah with people, bringing them back to the Torah, and we teach all the time about getting away from the unholy, mixing the holy and profane. But we hardly ever, and this is something that I'm hoping I can share with my other brothers that are teachers we go around teaching. You know, we have to start sharing about, you know, how to be healthy from the inside out. And this is something that, you know, we need to learn, because in the Mishkan, in the Tabernacle, when Yah began to do the work of the Mishkan, something very peculiar happened. He began to tell instructions about how to construct the Tabernacle, but it was from the inside out. He did not begin according to how men would do it. Men would go from the outside in and from the foundation. That's basically how you do it. But, you know, in the way Hashem, the way Yahweh did it was, he started with the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, that was the first thing that was basically built. And then he worked himself outward. Now, I like to say to you that I think the Father wants us also to begin our holiness from the inside out, not only in our lifestyle, not only in our dress, but also in the way we eat. And this is something that I'm going to ask you as a courtesy. I talked to Chirac, and I thought we were going to red dot the room. I want to red dot the room because I really want you to pay attention to this with you guys. Don't get offended with me, okay, because I'm going to red dot the room here, and I want you to know that I want you to hear for today, okay? Would you allow me to do that? Is that okay with you? Don't get offended. It's just, you know, I want you to hear my heart, okay? I want you to hear where I'm at. I want you to hear what I'm feeling right now in regards to how do we become stewards of the knowledge of the gospel, the true gospel of Yeshua the Messiah, the Hebraic understanding of the gospel. Now, can I say something to you? If I say kosher, and I put up kosher, you immediately will think that everything kosher is good for you. But let me ask you something. And obviously you got the red dot, so you can't really answer. But just because a can of Coke, is kosher, is it good for you? Well, it's got over what, 12 tablespoons of sugar? It's got 12 tablespoons of sugar in one Coke. And it's genetically engineered. So what we're going to talk about today is about GMOs. GMOs. Genetically engineered foods. We're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of raw. The benefits about it. I am not in any way pushing my agenda of how you're supposed to eat. What I would like to do is share with you, I'm going to share with you, by the way, that's my wife, the Shy 7, that's my wife, so that's why I don't doubt her. If I don't doubt her, I won't be able to go to sleep tonight, so, you know, you understand. But what I want to do, I want to share with you some of the information that I'm finding, okay? We're going to give you the websites, we're going to give you all those things, and we want you to become informed. You choose. What I'm going to do is, I put before you life and good, death and evil. You choose. Choose life for it so it'll go well with you. I don't believe in that I have to push people and tell them my agenda. I just believe in just sharing with her what Torah says. sharing with her that you just have to walk in the commandments, okay? Hold on, guys. Anyway, so let's begin. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 9 through 11, let's begin with those verses, and then we're going to part from there, okay? 22, verses 9 through 12. Let's go. We've been studying this week about, you know, the laws of the Shemitah year, the Shemitah, how are we supposed to let the land rest on the seventh year. We've been studying about the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, about how to walk in the perfect holiness of Yah, the perfect holiness of from the inside out. The book of Leviticus is all about how to walk in holiness, doing the feast, treating your neighbor, eating correctly, how to treat your neighbor. It teaches you how to walk according to the commandment. But one of the areas that I think, and I'm guilty of this, one of the areas that I believe that I'm missing is to be an example, and I'm going to speak to myself, my own example. I have to repent, you know, I repent because I haven't really been an example of the true followers of Torah. Because, you know, I have to learn if I'm going to teach about Torah and if I'm going to teach about life, bringing people to the understanding of life and wholeness, how come I'm not in better shape myself as a teacher, physically? And now, you understand that I'm putting myself in pressure here. I suffer from a little bit of back lower pain problems. I'm taking care of that stuff. I'm doing this. But in the process of how to take care of my body physically with stretching and exercise and all that, I come across the biggest problem is that, and I come to realization that the seed has been mixed. The seed is mixed. And we talk about this in the sense of biblical understanding. In the biblical understanding, we do this, and you know what? We know that we need to be holy, that we need to eat kosher. But did you know that in South America, in a kosher restaurant, in a kosher store, in a kosher slaughterhouse, there's a brutal type of management in how to kill the animal. The whole issue of kosher is to be able to do it so the animal will not suffer. That's the whole purpose of kosher. You bleed it out. You bleed it out so it would just die, okay? But what we saw in the movie, my wife and I, she showed me the movie that we were watching, they're beating the animals there and created a big uproar in South America because it's a kosher slaughterhouse, and they're beating the animals to, even when they're alive, I mean, they're cutting them and then they're beating them. They're inflicting pain on the animal. Well, guess what? If you inflict pain on the animal when the animal is getting ready to be slaughtered, it's no longer kosher because it releases toxins into the body of the animal that basically renders the meat unkosher. A lot of people really don't know that. And this is one of the things that I want to address tonight. Now, I know this is very peculiar, though, was something that is happening worldwide. I've been in Belgium. I've been in Holland. I've been to France, but I didn't really teach there. But I've been in France. I've been in Canada, and all over the U.S. The U.S. And there's one thing that I found that we all have in common. We all have in common is this one. This almost everyone I know. Okay, almost everyone I know is eating organic or in the process of eating organic foods. Now, a lot of people are eating raw. Now, if you like to eat raw, go for it. I have a tough time still. I'm working my way towards it, and it's a challenge. Personally, I believe that I like my little meat, okay? But then what do? Because the chickens, they're given a lot of steroids and a lot of antibiotics. They're not allowed the way they slaughter them. The meat is the same thing. They're given seed, they're given corn that is not for human consumption, but then they'll give the corn to the animal, to the calves, you know, to the cows. They kill the cow, and then you and I, we eat the cow that was fed on corn that was genetically engineered, that we can consume it. The animal consumed it, but we consume it in second it's crazy. So anyway, I hope you don't mind. Just give me some room here, because to me, I need to make an adjustment. Why is it that all over the world, Messianics, or Hebrew Torah observant, forget about the word Messianic, just Torah observant people, are all eating organic now? Why is that? And why is it that some of them, they eat raw, and then some of them, they have their own gardens and their backyards? You know, I've seen this everywhere I go. I've been to Puerto Rico. Some people are doing it there. I've been to Canada. People are doing it there. I've been to the middle of the country, Texas. They're doing it there. California, they're doing it there. Everywhere I go, they're doing it. But why is that? How come only in a few sector of people in the religious groups are really moving towards this route? Is it because we may be becoming more in tune with the voice of Yah? That we are able to hear Torah, and we're moving away from the pagan practices, and now our ears are open to discern right from wrong? Could that be possible? So now, it's interesting, because in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 9, I'm going to post it there, okay? It says that, there you go, thank you, Shira, you can post it. Thou shalt not sow the vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown is the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. Now in verse 10, it goes on to tell you, thou shalt not plow with an ox or with a donkey together, an ass together. Verse 11, thou shalt not wear a mingled stuff, wool and linen together. We're going to talk about that a little later. But I'm going to keep it a little broad today. Okay, I'm going to keep it a little broad today. And I want to share with you some things that are happening that I believe are important. Now, do you agree with me that if we come into some truth that we have to blow the shofar to let you know that you're going the wrong way? Now, I've been going this wrong way the whole time. And I need to repent and to return back to the right way of doing things. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Is it a challenge? Of course. You know why? Because we live in a society that which is set up for failure. The seed is mixed. The food, everything, the meat, everything, the air, everything, is the water is polluted. So would you agree with me that in these last days, Yahweh has to move through His Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to lead us into becoming more self-sufficient, how we can protect ourselves? Well, the whole Christian world is just praying. We just pray, we have faith. That's it. In the Hebrew understanding, or the Torah observant understanding of things, we are acting on our faith, and what we are doing, we are beginning to do something about it. We're beginning to lay off some of the things that the body, the flesh, desires. The flesh desires Burger King, because that's what we know, which is no longer food for me. Burger King is what we've known. McDonald's. And all those things. We live in a 7-Eleven society, and we have to change that. So this might be a little bit of a teaching. And there are a lot of people. I'm going to take off the mic for 1 minute. I'm going to take off the hands. I'm going to let you write for a minute, because I just need to know from this room, how many of you, okay, how many of you, give me a one, how many of you are actually eating organic, or eating more herbs, dealing with herbs, having gardens in your house? Now, I don't know about you, but how many of you have been talking to each other, calling on the phone? Now, we know about this because guess what? We are dealing with this on Power Talk, and we have created a network of information. A lot of it is really messed up because all they do is debate. But a lot of it is becoming constructive. And I would suggest that from now on Power Talk, if there's people who have knowledge about how to make a garden, or how to eat raw, you know, eat raw, so some of you might want to do that. What kind of meat? Where to go get some meat? Why don't you guys work together so we can exchange information? Because every person has a duty, every person has a role. Every person has a way of doing things. Now, let me ask you something. How many states are basically in this room today? How many countries put up the state or the country you're from? And then we're going to compare some notes here. This is very important to me, and I want you to bear with me. By the way, I'm going to be in Texas in early June, so go to my calendar and check it out. And now, what's interesting, we have Texas, we have Georgia, we have Illinois, we have South Carolina, Missouri, New York. Now, I'm very honored that you all come in, but do I need just to give you just the Torah, only the Bible, or do I as a teacher, oh, Rabbi David, thank you for coming from Israel. You know, do I as a believer, you know, and following the Torah, do you think I have a right to share with you what I'm learning to help us? To help each other out. Shalom, shalom. Manishma. To help each other out so we can help grow, so we can be healthy. So not only we learn how to keep the feast, but how do we eat healthy? How many of you know how to basically work the land in this room? How many of you know how to grow stuff on the land? I have no idea. All I knew was how to hit a baseball. I know how to do martial arts. I have no idea how to do anything. So guess what? I need help because I'm going to be building a garden in my house. And I need help from you guys to help me do this. Give me references. Give me places that I could go to. You know? All right, so let's read here. Now that we know the Bible is telling us about not mixing the holy and the profane, you know that in the Bible, mixing the seed is a no-no. And there's a lot of scientific reasons why. Now, I'm not going to get into the reasons because of wool and the linen. I could do that, but I want to stay with the foods today. Okay? I want to stay with the foods today, so I'm going to remove your hands for a minute, okay? Are you with me? Are you okay? Are you okay with me today? It's going to get interesting. Maybe all of you already know this, but I want you to know them right now. Is that okay? I want you to know I'm bored with you, that I'm with you. We need to learn how to eat. Like, for example, I moved from regular milk. I haven't had regular milk in 10 years, but I'm having goat milk, and I'm having, you know, almond milk, and I'm eating goat cheese. I'm not eating cow's cheese anymore. And there are reasons why. Now, that is my prerogative, you know. But the thing about it is that I want to be able to share with you some facts. And then you choose what you're going to do. You know why? Because we need to be an example of what true holiness is in the world right now. We are the called people. We are the chosen. We are the people of the book. And we need to be an example and a light unto the world. And you know what? It's not to brag about it, because we have a lot of... Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear? Okay. I don't show a mic. So hold on a minute. There we go. You know, we're not bragging about it, but let's get into the nitty-gritty here, okay? We know that in the book of Ezekiel speaks about, if you go the wrong way, you have to let the person blow the shofar, otherwise your blood is in my hands. So after tonight, your blood will not be in my hands. I'm going to read you some stuff. Now, I don't know if you know about this company, so I'm going to take away the mics for right now, so bear with me, okay? Except for the admins. There we go. Let me take the admins here and get this stuff out here. Let me move that right there. Where's the other one? How many do I have? Only a few? That's it, only one? Okay. All right, so now, what we're going to do, let me give you some facts here. Now, did you know that the Bible speaks about the Bible speaks about letting the land rest. We know that in the United States, that commandment is actually for the land. We know that. The Shemitah year. We know that Judah was judged, and they went into Babylon for not keeping that commandment of the Shemitah. For 490 years, they didn't keep that commandment. So therefore, for every 7 years, Yah gave them 1 year of judgment. They went to Babylon for 70 years. We know that. But now what we're going to talk about today is about the seed. What is happening with the seed? Why is it that Yah said, do not mix the seed? In other words, do not commingle the seed. Don't kilayim. The whole Mishnah has got a whole section about the laws of kilayim. You know? Mixing up the seed. And I wish more believers would study this stuff out. Now, there's a wisdom. Do I agree with everything Judaism does? Absolutely not. Do I agree with everything they're trying to do? Absolutely not. But you know what? There's a wisdom to some of the things that are written in some of those things. And you know what's really interesting? Is that as I'm reading some of the rabbinical books in regards to the laws of mixing and not mixing, this is exactly what I'm finding out right now. And this stuff was written a long time ago. Am I giving the Mishnah more credibility than it should have? Well, it's a point of reference. It's a point like a commentary of something that was written almost, what, 1,500 years ago? A little longer than that? It was put together? And now we're finding out that those are the things that are killing us. Same thing. Did you know that, you know, after World War II, they start developing all the bombs, you know, the gas bombs and things like that in the World War I, I'm sorry. Do you know that nitrogen is the base of fertilizer? And nerve gas was modified to become a fertilizer. They modified all this stuff. And the reason why they do, you know, genetic engineering foods is because, guess what, it's cheaper. You can get more production. You can get more productivity. So therefore, what happens is that trying to keep up with the demand, supposedly with the demand, what they're doing is they're basically killing us. And the thing about it is, the more you eat organic foods, okay, the healthier you be, but then even the government, as we basically establish in their opinion what organic should be and should not be. Now, how many of you have heard of this company? This is only one of four. Now, this company is responsible for all of the seed out there, especially what is called soybean, which, by the way, is genetically engineered, corn, okay? You also have cotton. You have cotton, and you got something else that I got to look up here. But you got, let's focus on those three. You got, mami, si te piensas en otro, ponlo. It's got corn, soybeans, canola oil. The canola oil is GMO, amazing. So the question is this, what if you go to a store and you buy something and they're not putting in your labels what is genetically engineered, what is not supposed to be there, and you eat it, even if it has 100% natural? Do you know that some of the things that say natural actually have genetically engineered stuff? And wheat, by the way, almost all of the wheat is genetically engineered. We're having a big problem here. You know, basically we are eating and depleting the immune system to the point that we're no longer getting a nutritional value, and we know that our immune system is basically in decay. Now, what's really interesting is that that company that you see in the screen, they provide the seed and the pesticide. Isn't that amazing? They provide the seeds and they provide the pesticides. And it's called Roundup. The pesticide is Roundup. So they created a seed that is resistant to Roundup. What's interesting is that when they use a seed that is resistant to Roundup, I'm sorry, that is resistant to wheat, okay, to the weed, you know, wheat, the weeds, there you go. But when you have a seed that is resistant to the weeds, then they have to, The nature is really strange. It adapts, you know what I mean? So what's interesting is that the more you spray, the worse it is. So they have to, all the seeds that are genetically engineered, they're actually, they contain chemicals in itself. The corn, for example. The corn seed, you know, it has chemicals in itself, in the seed. They mix it really for E. coli and some other things, which makes it bad for you, obviously. But the thing about it is that the corn in the United States now is becoming mainly almost, I can just say, 70 to 80% are genetically engineered. And how many products in the market, they are corn-based, corn syrup and all that stuff, and soy-based, and canola-based. So my suggestion to you is that we have to reevaluate what we're doing. And the thing about it, with the cost of fuel, with the cost of so many things, gas and things like that, you know, especially for me, I live by faith, you know. I just share the Torah with people and, you know, have people supporting the ministry, but it's not like I have 20,000 people. And, you know, with the cost of fuel, I'm wondering how much longer people are going to start inviting me to go places to go teach. So I just waiting for Yah to keep providing, and I'm going to believe in what He has to say. In the meantime, I'm going to do my job. So what's interesting is that as we keep learning how to eat correctly, we have to be educated. So let me give you some examples, okay? Let's talk about genetic engineered foods. And I'm going to give you basically what some of the foods have. There is a website that I'm going to post that Shirak can post. It says, Delicious Organic Foods, Delicious Organics. Maybe she can post it for you. And I'll do it too, so we'll both do it, okay? We'll both do it here, so you can post it. And I would like for all of you to maybe go to that website right now and follow along with me. I'm going to read you from the website, one of many. But what happened is this website, I was able to find the most information in one place. There are other places. For example, I have a friend of mine that they have a book. It's called Food Beautiful. And it's by Sarah King Feldman. It's by Dr. Will Feldman and his wife Sarah Feldman, which it has incredible information about how to eat the right way. And I can give you guys the information a little later. It tells you, and I've used that book a few times to teach you about this. Now, how many of you are on that page now? Let me remove the mics. Give all my mics. How many of you can go along with me on that page? We're going to read it together, okay? That way you don't know that I'm trying to know more than you. I want to share what I know. Now, let's investigate this, because you know what? As believers in the Messiah, whether you're Christian or whether you're Messianic or Hebrew, whatever, let's disregard theology right now. Let's focus on what we need to learn to keep each other healthy, because guess what? There's going to come a time in which we're not going to have food readily available in the supermarkets. What are we going to do then? What if there was martial law in the United States? What if there's martial law in the United States? You know? What are you going to do? How are we going to be able to survive? How are we going to be able to have a network of people that we can start networking together so we can start supporting each other, helping each other out? Every person here has a gift about how to do something. We need to exchange information, guys. We get on PowerTalk, and you know what? We have the best avenue of information, which is PowerTalk, and we need to exchange with each other without having to discuss every little detail and debate every little detail. So let's go to the main page. Let's go to the main page of that website. Try to keep the writing to a minimum, okay? Let's stay with me today. I already told Shirak to take the mic off. I will take it. Please, this is very important, because as a teacher of the Torah, to me it's not just important to teach you and share with you about the Torah, how to see Messiah in the Torah, but also how to be healthy. So guess what? So when the world sees chaos and you're walking among the midst of the world and people are dying around you and you are not getting sick and you are not getting the diseases, they'll ask you, why don't you get sick? And then you will be a living testimony, because I serve Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh the Lord of Hosts, who takes away the diseases of Egypt. So I'm hoping and praying that some of us will change our lifestyle so we can be healthy. And I don't hearken on this every week on PowerTalk, but my wife has been showing me some stuff, and I saw some movies last night that you need to watch. You need to see this. Be informed. Because you know what? I'm not saying to go to an extreme. You got to have a balance. But if you know what is right, let me ask you guys a question. When you first came to the Torah, was it confusing not knowing exactly what God wanted from you? I mean, you're trying to follow Torah. You don't know what in the world. Yet you went to church your whole life. No one ever bothered you how to eat right. You know, when somebody went to church, you thought they were teaching you, and you never learned anything. Now that we are following in Torah, don't you think that it's our duty to share with you the information so you can be healthy, so you can give your kids the right information so that they may live, so they don't get sick? And that's my agenda right now. My only motivation is to share what I'm learning. So let's go here. Let me read from the open page, okay? And I'm going to go to the second paragraph, and I'm going to see if I can post it, actually. Let's see if I don't know if it will take all the text. Let me see if I can post it, and we can read it together. No, it won't take it. So go to the page. Are you guys there with me? Are you on the page with me? Here we go. Let's go on the second paragraph. It says, animal-fed GMO corn, for example, develop problems in their blood, leukemia, blood pressure, kidney, liver, including significant changes kidney weight, as well as lesions on the kidney and liver, allergies to infection, increased blood sugar levels, diseases, and yes, even cancer. They are not minor problems, but major changes in the body. These are toxic reactions to a poison. Even if the same effect doesn't occur in humans, think of the repercussions of us eating the meat of animals that ate the GMO corn, and therefore unhealthy animals. Now, imagine this. Thank you for posting that. If we are eating foods, we're eating the animal that is eating corn fed, that is genetically engineered, and they're getting sick. What are the odds that long term we will get sick? You know, so we have to be wise in how we do these things and how we choose to eat and how we choose. Now, I got to tell you something. I'm the first one to tell you. It is a challenge for me to eat right, because my whole life I've been eating what I have lusted after. What my lust desire, in other words, what it looked good to me, just like Eve, remember? She looked and it looked good. You know, all the foods that taste sweet, I love the sugar. I have to break sugar. I have to cut off that. Let's keep reading. On the third paragraph, corn and soy are the top two genetically modified crops and are the two of the largest crops. Did you know, I'm going to read you a fact here. Did you know that in 1980, cotton, corn, soybean, and canola oil, there were no acres, of genetically engineered. No acres of genetically engineered in the United States in 1980. Do you know that in the year 1996, there were over 3,700,000 acres of those things that were being harvested? And in the year 2003, there were over 100 million acres in the United States that were harvesting, you know, cotton, corn, soybean, and canola that is genetically engineered. Don't you think that is alarming to you? That is alarming, isn't it? How basically we are being fed genetically engineered foods. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's God sent that we mix with the DNA? Do you think that you can grab a piece of the DNA of a fish and put it into a strawberry and eat it? Or put it into a tomato and eat it? Did Yahweh create it that way? Or did he create everything in its proper seeds and its proper seasons? Well, guess what? This company has done that. Okay? So what's interesting is that the FDA knows some of this stuff. And, you know, they're not doing anything about it. So we have to be very careful. So what's interesting, when we keep reading here, it says in the third paragraph, you can find corn and soy in practically every processed food. Chickens and cows eat corn and soy of feedlots. Another reason to choose only grass-fed meats. So the problem is multiplied in every way. So now you have strawberry salmon shortcake. That is nasty. So now you have an animal eating genetically engineered foods, and we're eating that animal, and then we're wondering why there's cancer spreading like wildfire through the whole world right now, especially in the United States. The United States is the most overweight country in the world. Mad cow disease. I mean, tell me if man is not doing a good job ruining the perfection of Yahweh. For what? For money. That's the whole bottom line. For money. Let's keep reading. Now, let's go to the fourth paragraph, please. Genetic modification is a scientific process that changes the very nature of a plant. Genes for humans, bacteria, viruses, plants, and animals are inserted into the plants. This is the first time that science has been able to cross the species barrier. Do you know that when you begin to mess around with DNA, that's when mankind will fall away? You begin to mess around with DNA, mankind will fall away. And this is what is happening. So let's keep going. This allows all the companies to control the foods, the farmers, and the food chain itself. Inserting these foreign organisms into corn changes how our body will use it nutritionally, Okay? It says, and creates new allergies and toxins that must be fought off with individual chemicals and drugs. So what do? They create genetically engineered foods. That creates more allergies and more toxins and more sickness. And they keep making more drugs in the pharmaceuticals to try to correct something that they have created. This is not a popular teaching, guys. And I could get myself in hot water for teaching this because I'm going against the system. But you see, I don't care about going against the system. You know why? Because I'm looking after you. I'm looking out after you. We want to share with you what we need to do in order to fight this off, at least to the remnant in this group. Imagine if all 56 of us would learn this information, open a room on Power Talk, and begin to share it. Baruch Hashem. Okay? So now there's four. Let's keep going. Let's go to the fifth paragraph. And to further add insult to this injury, because the Frankenstein now can reproduce super weeds. Listen to this. Now the genetically engineered foods can also produce super weeds. Are cropping up that need super strong pesticides. That's even more chemicals in our environment, in our food. A vicious cycle. Or it is a plan action for profit? That's the question. The companies who are sponsoring this research and use included pharmaceutical companies like the drug companies that own Monsanto, which creates weed killers, and NutraSweet, and corporations like Philip Morris, which owns Kraft. Now, this is really interesting. Did you know that almost all of Kraft's foods are genetically engineered? Did you know that? How many of you did not know that? A lot of Kraft foods are genetically engineered. So what are we eating? This is crazy. Okay? So could we be like an experiment here? They're doing things with us. And we need to understand how to eat organic. So now all of you know what organic is. So let's go to the top of the page and let's go to the place where it says learned. Okay? Are you with me? The top of the page where it says learn. Are you all with me there? Are you with me? Give me one, guys. We're going to make it's a different type of teaching. I'm a Torah teacher. I'm not an expert in any of this stuff, but I really want to share this with you, okay? All right, here we go. That would be very interesting, thank you. That would be interesting to get a geneticist to address the science of this issue. That would be, and if I knew one, I would get one in here, I'm telling you. Okay, here we go. I'm going to be posting, Shirak is going to be posting some websites, and my wife is going to be posting some websites and movies. Battle of the, I forgot, ¿cuál es el nombre de la película, mamita? The Future of Foods. I watched it today. Guys, you need to watch this. You need to go on the internet and look for The Future of Foods and look at that. So let's go to the page. In the page where it says learn, it says foods, what we eat, how we eat, we're not going to worry about that. We're going to go to the environment section. And we're going to look at chemicals, okay? Let's look at chemicals. And that's what, click there. Are you all click there with me? We're going to click there and let's pick one. Let's pick formaldehyde. Shirak, if you can put it in there for me, I really would appreciate it. Pearl May, do me a favor. We're not talking about anybody right now. We're not talking about anything. Just please stay with the teaching. Will you do that for me? Because we're not going to forget about what anybody else says. Please. Okay, formaldehyde. Let's read that. It said, formaldehyde is a poison known to damage the immune and nervous systems as well as cause genetic damage. It is carcinogen. I can't pronounce that word. Hold on a minute, let me post it. That one. There you go. Carcinogen. There you go. Carcinogen. It can also be irritating to eyes, skin, liver, reproductive system, reproductive and respiratory system. It can also trigger asthma. It is toxic if inhaled, found in many deodorizers, antiperspirants, furniture, building material, plywood, laminated wood, carpet, disinfectants, shampoos, germicides, adhesives, cosmetics, eyeshadow, mascara, nail polish, furniture. Oh my Lord, this is crazy. It contains bromopol. Bromopol is basically is quite common in personal care products. It is a formaldehyde risk. It is cause of carcinogenic nitrosaminides, whatever. The risk is greater when the product is also contains DEA, TEA, MEA. You're going to have to do the research on this one, guys. Okay? Now, this is very intriguing because now we are eating foods with this stuff in it. It's crazy. Let's pick chlorine. You know, it was really interesting. I was watching a show today, okay? Carcinogen. Okay, here we go. I was watching a movie today about the future of foods. And something very peculiar happened when the guy is spreading pesticides on the foods, right? But he's wearing a mask. And he's wearing protecting himself with protective gear, like plastic, so he wouldn't get it on his body. Let me get this straight. They are basically putting pesticides on the food. They need to protect themselves so they don't get it on them, but then they eat it. That's really smart, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? And we're eating all this nonsense. Why? Because they have taken the way that we need to learn how to be self-sufficient in the land. Do you believe this teaching is how to know this, okay? But I believe we need to talk about it. You're going to be ignorant our whole life, and then you're going to be calling us to pray for you when you can. This could be preventive. This could be preventive, okay? Now, what we need to understand is that when we keep reading, let's go back over here. Let's go back to the main page. And I want to share something here. Let's go back to the main page again. And then go all the way down. And you're going to see common foods that are genetically modified. Okay, when you go back. See you later, Rav David. Now, when you go here in the main page and you see the foods, okay? The foods that are genetically modified. Watch this. You have corn, tomato, beets, potatoes, alfalfa sprouts, soybeans, and dairy. Now, this, I'm talking about genetically engineered. If it's organic, normally they don't have hormones and stuff like that. All right, you with me? Now, cooking staples. If you have cooking staples, you have oils. And the oils include canola oil. Okay, you also have tomato sauce, some rice, wheat, baking goods, some chocolates, like Kisses. You know Kisses? It's genetically engineered. It's crazy. Some drinks, meats, poultry, eggs, farm-raised fish, including salmon. Did you know that the salmon or the fishes that are basically farm-raised, if they are released into the sea, within 40 generations, The wild animals will be extinct. The wild fish will be extinct. Did you know that? According to scientists, they have estimated that if you put in all of the farm-raised fishes, which I'm going to tell you in a minute, which ones are, there's a whole bunch of them. Okay, there's a whole bunch of fishes there that are basically genetically engineered, like tilapia, some salmon. They have a lot of high mercury. And things like that. They are estimating it that if you release it in the wild, in the Pacific, in the Atlantic, in the seas, within 40 generations, they will take over the wild fish and the wild fish will be extinct. Now tell me about this, how dangerous that is. Explain to me if there's not anything going on here that we need to learn, and are we getting ready for the wilderness right now? Now, do I believe that Yahweh will provide in the wilderness, in the Great Tribulation? Yes. But do I agree with you, and do you agree with me, that we have to be good stewards and learn how to also self-sufficient and learn in the meantime to stay healthy so we can make it through the Great Tribulation? So guess what? This is only a prevention. How is it possible that Kraft is bought over by Philip Morris and a cigarette company is trying to run a food company? Okay? They want you to see the websites there for me. So, So if now my wife and there you go. Thank you so much. Let's keep going. Okay, now let's move on. Now you have, oh man, I don't. There's so much information I don't know to begin with. My wife is going to tell. She's going to tell me you forgot this. You forgot that. But that's all right. Processed foods, sodas. Let's look into sodas. So if you're on the page with me, click on soda. Let's read about soda, okay? And we're going to read on it. Says we are naturally drawn to sweetness. Says we are programmed from infancy for the sweet taste. Even breast milk is sweet. There is a pure, simple pleasure in a perfect piece of ripe fruit. Candy and processed treats take sugar to a whole new level. Many of us are addicted to sugar. I'm one of them. I'm trying to break off of that. We can't get enough, okay? So let's move on to the second paragraph, okay? It is not so much the sweet that as the packaging. Most processed foods are loaded with simple sugars. Processed foods are easy and convenient. We grab for a soda much quickly than water. Adapting a healthier diet by cutting back on processed foods would automatically cut back our daily sugar intake. And I'll guarantee you, if you cut down on sugar, I guarantee you, you'll lose minimum 20 pounds. Only on sugars alone. If you cut down on sugars, you cut down minimum 20 pounds. So now, there are different types of sugars, as you know. So we need to be real careful now. Let's scroll down all the way to the bottom now, Shirak, and then look for what is called high fructose corn syrup, which is corn syrup. Guys, I got something to give you a piece of advice. If you see the word corn syrup, do not buy it. Okay? So if you see corn syrup, do not buy it. So therefore, when you see corn syrup, you will find corn syrup listed in the ingredients of most every processed food. Manufacturers use this over all the sweeteners because it is a cheap syrup. It is produced from corn starch. Corn is actually a grain, not a vegetable, and it is very high in sugar and therefore quite high on glycemic index. So therefore, if your glycemic index is high, then you're going to basically store your insulin into fat instead of burning it. So therefore, it says one bushel of corn produces enough corn syrup to sweeten 324 cans of soda. It is now the primary sweetener in sodas, snacks, cookies, crackers, candy, frosting, jams, jellies, salad dressings, ice cream, condiments, and even fruit juices. Oh my Lord, it's all downhill from here. You will see it in most labels, even on things, health foods, like cereal bars and energy bars. You know what? This is scaring me. I read this stuff and I told my wife, what in the world are we going to be able to eat? Now, here we go. That's a good question. What about tortillas? Tortillas, right? The Mexican corn tortillas, you have to basically know that it's not genetically engineered, but we have a problem. The problem is that they're not labeled. You don't know if they're using genetically engineered corn to make your tortillas. Are you following what I'm saying? So, I mean, we better go organic. You know what I mean? I mean, we have a problem here. We better grab together and we join together our hands and put our differences aside when it comes to theology, and we believe in Messiah. That's good enough. Let's keep each other alive. How do we be doing? Exactly. We're going back to Eden, guys. Whether you like it or not, we're going back to Genesis. Whether we like it or not, we're going back to Genesis. It wouldn't surprise me within 20 years, I'm eating organic, only raw foods because the meat is so profane. It's so mixed. Now, do I want to eat just fruits the rest of my life? No, but you know what? It was good enough for Adam. It might be good enough for me. So, is it easy? No. I like my turkey. I don't like red meat too much anymore. I like my turkey. I like my chicken. And I like, what is the other one? The salmon and stuff like that. So, we got to go into a grass-fed beef. Okay, let's keep going. Let's move on from the corn syrup. Let's see. I'm jumping all over the place. I got too much information. I don't know what to do with it. You know? Now, let me show you this. Did you know? Let's go back to the page again. Let's go to the top of the page real quick. Are you guys enjoying this? I'm just talking to the choir here. Now, right under that list, Shirak, right under that list, you know which one it is, the one that is genetically modified. Click list of the use this list of genetically engineered brands, okay? Click there. I'm going to post it so you know what it looks like. I want you to post it, and here you're going to have a list. Okay, you click that right under that. You all there? Are you all there with me? Okay, when you click there, it's going to take you to a list. It's called the True Food Shopping Guide. Okay, it's called the True Food Shopping Guide. I'm going to post the website there so you can go to it. That way you know that we're not trying to do all crazy stuff here. Right there. The True Food Shopping Guide. Now, this is really sobering. Now, what you're going to do, we're going to click into baby food, okay? We're going to scroll down. And what you're going to see on the left in the green is non-genetically engineered ingredients. And on the right, which is like a brownish colored letters, it's going to be genetically engineered ingredients in some brands. Let's go to the baby food, okay? Nabisco, the arrowroot teething biscuits that we all give our kids when they're little, they're genetically engineered. Similac, which I used to give this stuff to my son. My Lord, I thought I was being a good dad. That's crazy. I was giving this stuff to my son. Similac, lactose-free, you know, iron Similac, low iron Similac, all that stuff is genetically engineered. This is what we are feeding our children right now. This is what we're giving our children right now when they're born. Instead of giving breast milk from the mothers don't want to breastfeed anymore. It's too taxing. It's too old-fashioned. Let's just get the formula and that's it. We're moving away from how Yahweh intended it, and we are killing our children and we don't know it. And here we think that we're being good fathers and good mothers when we take our kids to McDonald's and they're injecting their meat with some junk in the hamburgers. You know? I mean, I have to repent, guys, because, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, those things are no longer food for me. Even though they sell meat that's supposed to be kosher, but guess what? It's not kosher because they're mixing it with genetically engineered foods. Do you know that the nuggets from McDonald's are not even chicken? It's only like 5 or 10% of the nuggets is actually chicken. It's crazy. So let's move on. Let's keep going down now to baking. Let's go to baking. Ingredient, genetically engineered ingredients. Baking mixes. Check this out. This broke my heart, guys, because I love pancakes. But in the baking mixes, Aunt Jemima Quaker, complete pancake and waffle mix, buttermilk pancakes and waffle mix cornbread is genetically engineered. When you go to Betty Crocker, General Mills, pie crust, original pancake mix, complete, all those things are genetically engineered. Bisquick, General Mills, Betty Crocker, genetically engineered. Hungry Jack Pillsbury corn muffin, the buttermilk pancake mix, genetically engineered. Got Jiffy corn muffin mix. Guys, they're killing us. They're trying to kill us by putting things in the body that God never intended. Yahweh never intended for genetically engineered foods to be in our bodies, guys. I hope you Nestle, watch this, Hershey's, semi-sweet baking chips, milk chocolate chips, mini kisses. That really broke my heart. You don't understand. I love kisses. I know it is a drag. It's terrible. But you know what? We have to inform the people. We have to stay healthy. And you know what? If you look to the right, to the left of that list, you have options of organic places. You got options of natural things that you can eat. Eat dark chocolate instead of the junk that we're eating. Okay, now let's move down to the breads. This is really interesting. In the breads, you got Wholesome, Interstate Bakeries, all the outlets that you see when you drive down the rain, down the grays. They're what? They are genetically engineered. Wonder Bread, Interstate Bakeries, the white sandwich bread or Wonder Bread is genetically engineered. 100% stone ground wheat, genetically engineered. Premium potato. Potato, genetically engineered. Let's go to breakfast, guys. Nabisco. Watch this. Pop-Tarts and Kellogg's. The Pop-Tarts are genetically engineered. I don't know about you, but those of you who are with me on the website, Do you find this list helpful? Because now you're at least getting an idea some of the products that are genetically engineered. So now, it sure is scary. Okay? So what it is we are learning, we're becoming educated on what we need to do. So at least when we go shopping, we have an idea. Okay? And in a minute, I'm going to post to you guys some information about where you can find organic farms in your area all over the United States that you can basically, it's like a co-op. You can order, they send it to your house, or you can go get them there. Let's move on. Quaker, waffles, Aunt Jemima frozen waffles, Eggo frozen waffles of Kellogg's, Hungry Jack frozen waffles is also genetically engineered. How about cereals? Let's go to cereals now. In the cereals, you have Cheerios, Wheaties, Total Corn, Lucky Charms, Honey Nuts, Apple Cinnamon Cheerios. Oh, my Lord. You know, I've been buying this stuff for my son. Frosted Flakes, Corn Flakes, Special K. All this stuff is genetically engineered. And we've been raised in this stuff. We have been raised our kids in this stuff without knowing our ignorance. We have not been studying. We have not been looking into this. And you know what? We all need to repent for not being good stewards of the body that God has given us. You know, even some of the vitamins, they have gelatin. So you have to even find out in some of the vitamins which type of gelatin they use. And we've been blinded by the system, and we believe these people. Watch this. Post, Kraft Philip Morris, and it says Raisin Bran, Bran Flakes, Grape Nuts. Grape nuts and fruits. The list keeps going on and on and on. Let's go to chocolates. Okay, chocolates, you have candy. Then you have, if you go to Hershey's, Kit Kat, peanut butter cups. My Lord. Almond Joy. Oh, you don't know how broken I was the other day when I read that. Almond Joy is by far one of my favorites. Not anymore. You know why? You know why it's no longer my favorite? Because I choose to follow what Yahweh wants me to do. It might have to sacrifice my taste buds, but I choose to follow Yahweh. So, hey, Molly, so guess what? If you have that list, share it with others. Okay? Share it with others so we can learn also kosher foods and stuff. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on down to, not cookies, let's move on to crackers. There we go, crackers, Keebler, Nabisco, Pepper Ridge Farms, Campbell's. I'm telling you what, Wheat Thins is genetically engineered. You know how many boxes of that stuff I ate while I played baseball? That used to be my favorite snack, thinking that it was low in fat, that I was doing okay. Do you know what's really sad? That through all these years, I have been basically, I myself, I'm guilty of profaning the body that Yahweh gave me, not knowing that the system is set up for me to sin against Yahweh without knowing, being ignorant. So guess what? Let's recognize where we're wrong and come back in Teshuvah and sacrifice what we want and seek what we need. Forget about what we want and know what we need, which is to walk in what? Perfect wholeness. Listen, I know that some of you already know this, but you know what? It's not bad to repeat this again. And I want you to know that I got to make changes in my life. I've been doing a cleansing from the last 3 days. A whole cleansing, you know, 3-day cleansing. And I'll tell you what, I've been in the bad mood the last 3 days. I haven't been able to eat anything, for crying out loud. So juices and stuff. Been taking, you know, Epsom salt with water. And I've been, you know, trying to cleanse inside. I've been going to the bathroom. I live in the bathroom. Put my name in there, for crying out loud. Trying to do a liver cleanse. And, you know why I wanted healthy? To be able to minister to you. Because guess what? For the last 5 years, I've suffered from bad problems. You know, and now I'm getting healthier, and I need to be healthy because I have a family, and I want to be ministered to my people, so therefore, I need to be able to be healthy. Let's move on, guys. Let's go down. Let's keep going down to dressings. There's a whole bunch of non-genetically engineered ingredients, 365 brands of whole foods, okay? There is canola oil that is not genetically engineered, but there's all kinds of stuff that you can get. There's other options, and this is the beautiful about it. There are options. The problem is that it's more expensive. But you know what? What I'm finding is that I'm going to pay the most It's expensive for organic foods to keep those farms running. To keep those farms running, the organic farms. I'm going to pay the food, but I'm going to keep them running so that we'll be able to have all those benefits to us. Let's move on. Let's go to energy bars, okay? I agree with you. We need to have our own farms. Okay, here we go. Let's go to energy bars and drinks. And this is going to be really interesting. Pay attention. Watch this. Power bars, Nestle, oatmeal raisin, apple cinnamon, peanut butter, vanilla crisp, chocolate peanut butter, mocha, banana, wild berry, harvest bars. Now, let's go drink mixes. Carnation instant breakfast. Now, this is really interesting because every single one of us, especially in Sukkot, when we're really cold, guess what we drink? We drink exactly the things that have been mixed. We are drinking things that are genetically engineered, and we are teaching Torah, and we are breaking Torah by not being aware of what is out there that we need to do. Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay, now, let's go to heat and serve meals. Actually, let's talk about that one. The heat and serve meals, Shirach. Chef Boyardee. Guys, do not give Chef Boyardee to your children. The meat is mixed with pork and also is genetically engineered. Okay? Hormel chili with beans. No beans, vegetarian chili with beans. That's genetically engineered. Okay? Franco-American candles, spaghettis, all mini raviolis, Power Rangers pasta, and sauces. They are genetically engineered, guys. You know, listen, we need to wake up and we need to make a sacrifice here. So this is my suggestion to you. Keep eating raw or keep eating organic. Start a little garden in your back. By the way, anybody in Florida in the room, anybody from Florida in the room? Anybody from Florida in the room? Okay. Let me know if you're interested in the garden. I have a friend of mine from Miami who has 15 acres. He has it. And he's going to help me get my garden started. So maybe we can do something to help each other out. Maybe he can teach us how to do this. Because that's what he does. And he's also a Torah observant. So it's interesting because I just happened to go to a place where they have all this stuff. And now we have the information available. Let's talk about meat and dairy alternatives. Watch this. In the meat alternatives, okay, Morningstar, Worthington Kellogg's, Harvest Burgers, Butter and Burgers, Garden Veggie Patties, Grill Burgers, Black Bean Burger Chicken Patties, those are genetically engineered. Natural Touch, Worthington Kellogg's, the same thing, genetically engineered. NutriBlend soy beverage, Best Foods, original vanilla or apple orange, those are. But for their credit, a company letter states that they are in the process of converting to non-genetically modified proteins in all products. That is basically, you know, some of these companies are doing that. So they're making the suggestion. By the way, do you know that in Europe, they label the genetically engineered foods in their foods, in the labels. So therefore, we need to find a way to pressure the government to label what is genetically engineered in the foods. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to know what we're doing. All right? Let's keep going here. Well, I'm giving you the website so you'll be able to look into this and know what's happening. Let's go to snack foods. How many of you have never seen this website before? I got to be honest with you. I saw it for the first time yesterday. How many of you have never seen this website before? Now, so you see the information is there. They're not the only one. So I got some friends. Jolie, ponte el website de Margo. I have a friend of mine from California, Margo, who is eating raw. So if some of you are interested in raw, then guess what? You can go out there and get in touch with her through her website. And okay, here you go. Thank you, mommy. It says if you cannot read if you don't understand what you're reading in your label, and it's difficult to read, and you don't know what it says, guess what? Don't buy it. Yeah, go ahead, Elisha. Okay. Go ahead, post that link there. Whatever you got that can help, post it. Now, let's go to Snack Food Shirak. Are you staying with me? I'm sorry I'm driving you crazy here. Check this out. Watch this. Snack Foods. Microwave. Add to. Microwave popcorn. Okay? Frito-Lays. Now, this is really heartbreaking, guys. Frito-Lays. You know, I really like my Cheetos, man. I have to stop eating them. There we go. Frito-Lays. It's got Ruffles potato chips, Doritos corn chips, Tostitos corn chips, Fritos corn chips, Cheetos. My Lord, it breaks my heart. Ringo pretzels, Cracker Jack popcorn. You know? And, you know, we have to make a choice. What are we going to eat? Let's move down. Let's move down. Orville Redenbacher. Popcorn is not good for you at all. Pringles. Oh, my Lord. Listen to this. Pringles is not good for you. It's genetically engineered. The original low-fat pizza, licious sour cream, onion salt, and vinegar. My Lord, you know that? Oh, yeah. I'm frustrating myself doing this teaching. You have no idea. I know. Isn't it sad? We're going starved. No, you know, look on your left of that list, guys. If you look on the left, you see that there are a lot of alternatives. You can still have the benefits of those things that you like, but not the way they have been prepared. You know, if you go to the list, can you post some of those things on the left exactly? Like, for example, the non-genetically engineered. There's 365 brands, okay? And they're all there. And you know what? We can go in and we can look into these things and we can look at it and we can, you know, we can learn from these things. So keep looking into this, guys. We need to be able to do this. So let me read something else. How many of you are interested in finding out more about organic pastures and dairy and things like that? Let me give you a website. Question, are the non-genetically engineered also kosher? Well, I don't know. That's something that you're going to have to look out for yourself. Yeah, it should be kosher, but I don't know. If somebody knows, they can post it. Okay? Now, can somebody post this for me? www.organicpastures.com. Organicpastures.com. They produce raw dairy products, and they are from certified organic pasture-grazed cows. Okay? Now, you can also go to Rejuvenate Foods. The website is www.rejuvenate.com. Okay? Rejuvenate.com. Or you can also go to this, you can go to this website. You can go to Real Foods Market. Real Foods Market. Real Foods Market.com. Okay, listen, guys, I'm not pushing what you should not eat. That's not up to me. But I gotta let you know, if we do not learn how to eat the right way, in my opinion, we're not being good stewards of the blessing that Yahweh has given us. Now consider this. Consider how wonderful Yahweh is that in this last day, He's given us the information to make the right choices, to sacrifice your want and come back to your needs. You notice that in the wilderness, the children of Israel have the double portion on Sabbath. They have to learn to depend on Yahweh for the double portion on the Friday so they can steal what they needed on Saturday and Shabbat. And you know, it took a while for Israel to deal with the manna, remember? Remember when Israel didn't want to deal with the manna? They said, what is that? Now, let me ask you a question, honestly, and I'm the first one to admit it, so I'm going to put a one right there. How many of us cringe when we first started learning about the Hebraic stuff and learning about how to eat correctly and giving up some of the things that we loved? Remember the things we learned in Egypt? Just like the children of Israel, when they were complaining about what God gave them, what Yahweh gave them was good. It made them whole. It made them healthy.
But you see, the children of Israel rebel against them. Just like we see the same thing now. And I am guilty of this because sometimes I want what I want. I don't want what I need. It doesn't feel good to eat something with water. But I'm learning to eat it with water. Alkaline water. Did you know the more your body is alkaline, the less chances you have to get sick? So if you're eating foods that are highly stupid stuff in it. It's genetically engineered one, and they have pesticides in it, and it's got all kinds of chemicals in it, and then it's not really the same nutritional. You have to eat twice as much. Then you put it in the microwave. Then they add some other stuff in it that are not supposed to be good for you. When it gets to your body, what are you going to get? You're going to have only maybe a very small percent of the nutritional value, and we are putting more sugar than we should, so now we are becoming people that are sick. And how many people can really worship the Creator when they're sick? It's very difficult to have any kind of energy. I don't use my microwave anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. Now let's talk about the fish. There's one website that I went to today that I want to find it. Jolie, ponte el website de las fincas que son orgánicas en Estados Unidos. Okay, mi amor? Throw that to my wife. We're going to post now a link of organic farms that you can get all over the United States, okay? All over the United States, that you can tap into them and you can get foods. Like in Puerto Rico, for example, about 20 minutes from my house, I just found out yesterday that I could get organic food the second week of each month, about 15 minutes from my house, and I didn't know, and I've been in Puerto Rico for almost, 4 years living, and I didn't know. And we thought that we were having a tough time finding organic food. Now, I'm in Florida, and I find out through a website. Jolie, ¿estás ahí? Jolie. Pon el website, por favor. Chirac, remember that website of information? If you have it. Of information about the, I know. There you go, organicconsumic.org. Now, let's go there for a minute, if we can. Let's go www.organicconsumer.org. Now, that's a very important website, guys, because that will give you a listing of all the United States, of all the farms that are there that you are able to tap into so you could be able to acquire some foods. You follow? So you can go and purchase and basically be able to tap from the information so you can have access to this stuff. They got Eden Organic. They got everything there. You can go in there, go through that website, and you see all over the United States where you can find all over the United States, stuff that you need. Anything that you need is there. It's a great resource to be able to help you. Some of us, how many of you have a tough time finding organic stuff in the area where you live? How many of you have that tough time? So now, the people that are able to maybe have a tough time finding a place, maybe through some of these places, you might be able to order through the internet or through the phone, and they might be able to send it to your house. So that's something, if you're capable of doing that, then go ahead for it. But I don't know, I'm just giving you options, okay? It's not something that, it's just options, all right? Exactly. We need to form a community, guys. We need to form a community to supply the needs of the people. Thank you so much. That is the right word. We need to supply community to be able to supply the needs. There are people in this room who have gifts, who know something about health, know something about water, know something about land. I know things about Torah, but I want to learn about everything else. I want to be able to harvest something and be able to eat. And I want to be able to go through the wilderness and then know which herbs are be able to help me for high fever or for some kind of whatever it is. What we need to know is find a way that we can get together and basically come together as a people. Do not talk about theology. This is part of the whole remnant. The remnant needs to get together and be able to understand and help the needs. If you live in a large city, you are in trouble. You need to do something. Listen, if you're in a large city, you need to find people who live in farms that maybe you might be able to go and go there for a while if things go rough. See, unfortunately, I believe that when you say kosher, we have been led to believe that kosher, just because kosher, doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you in the sense of nutritional value. Now, I agree that we have to eat things that are being rendered kosher, okay? But a Coke, it's not necessarily good for your health, and it's kosher. But wait a minute, let me ask you a question. If a Coke is genetically engineered, can it be kosher? Really? If they're using genetically engineered? Well, when you go to some of the Orthodox websites, and again, it's only one of them that I found, it's a Chabad website, they render genetically engineered as being acceptable food. Now, I don't agree with that. They can agree with that, that's cool, but I don't agree with that. Okay? So, what I believe is that even if it has the K on it, or the U, or the K on it, doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you. So, even when we render kosher, we have to still, like, be wise to know that we need to keep ourselves healthy. Now, how many of you drink more than 7-8 ounces of water a day in this room? I mean, do you know that we're probably the most dehydrated people? I mean, it's funny. I watch the shows, right? You know, I watch the GLC. I watch the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and they start showing pictures of these people in Africa and Southeast Asia and things like that. And, you know, they say, well, they're starving. Okay, but, well, not all the Africans are starving. And, you know, you don't see that many fat ones out there. You see overweight, but the ratio is not as big as in the United States. You know, myself, I have to lose another 30 pounds. I got to lose weight. You know, for me, it's not an option. I got a good-looking wife. I got to stay healthy, man. She's a hottie. You know, I got to be around for a while. She's young. I got to be around for my honey. You know, so I owe it to my wife to be healthy. You know, I got to make sure that I'm there for her. And as the priest of the home, I have the leader of my house, I have to teach my children, you know, to make sure. So, you know, I highly recommend you guys doing this research and make sure that you understand that we are dealing with a lot of things that are basically creating havoc. And we have to be wise. We have to be very wise to know these things. All right? Now, Jerry, se me olvidó algo. Se me olvidó algo. Well, yeah, what about protein such as whey? I'm taking whey protein today, and there is a brand that supposedly is all natural. So I'm taking it myself for a source of protein. But, you know, I'm still learning. Jerry, what is the brand? What is the brand of the whey protein that I'm drinking? Tito Mando. I mean, I think that we as teachers and as people who believe in the Torah and we want to bring people back to the Torah, whoever's in the room, whether you are just a teacher, whether you just somebody who just likes to listen or whatever, can we agree on one thing tonight? Can we agree to help each other out in order for us to walk in wholeness? You know, we pick on Christians sometimes because they're eating pig and they don't want to eat kosher. You know what? Forget about them right now. They're dealing with their theology. They're mixing one or the other. Okay? How about us that know better? Right now we have a different understanding because we are searching, we're looking for truth. And how about us? How about if we just start walking in unity in regards to this, and I'm hoping that there can be more rooms on Paltalk
from people in the Hebraic understanding that are able to share about, you know, what is kosher, how to do a garden, and, you know, how to eat raw, and how to eat organic. I mean, all we do in politics is argue and debate about everything. How about changing our tone and changing our perspective so we can able to edify, so we're able to unite? So when they go into the room, they start talking about stupid stuff, trying to argue about theology. Guess what? Isaiah 53 is all talked out amongst my Paltok people. That's all the anti-missionaries talk about. You know? So in that website that I gave you, you can see a lot of resources. I haven't read the whole thing, so I'm not saying that I agree with everything that's there. So use your caution and use a lot of wisdom in it so you know what to do. Let me give you another reference to a book. It's called Food Beautiful. It's by Sarah King Feldman. So if you can get this book, I highly recommend it. They're not only friends of mine, but they're people that I know. They basically helped me. They're the people that basically got me into understanding how to walk into wholeness. And I have a lot to be grateful for them. Because especially Sarah and Will, they took the time to educate me about colon cleansers. And, you know, how to purify the blood again, how to have alkaline water, how to do all this stuff. So if somebody can post this, Shira, can you do this for me? If you can post Food Beautiful by Sarah King Feldman. Thank you so much. Sarah King Feldman. And in the back of the page, you're going to have ingredients, you're going to have recipes, you're going to have really cool stuff here. She mentions along the way the nutritional values and herbs and things like that, and she gives you combining charts, food combining charts and everything. I think you really, really will enjoy it. And I'm hoping that some of you will change your perception about what to eat and what not to eat. And I'm hoping that maybe I haven't covered everything. And, hey, by the way, yes, Margot Dole is very good. Food for thought. Mamita, the website is on that little notebook. En el librito. The website está ahí. So Margot Dole from Lancaster, she's a good friend of ours, and she's teaching me a lot. So Rico, we are going to talk about tomorrow, right? Sure, I guess. Yeah, we can talk about tomorrow. And right after this. There we go, guys. It's called www.kinglivingorganics.com. Now, she eats raw. Now, I have a tough time eating raw, but maybe some of you might want to eat raw. So if you want to eat raw, this is the person that I think can help you. I have no idea if there's any colonics on that site. It's not a very pleasant experience, but I highly recommend it. And also Len Horowitz got some stuff. Some things are kind of weird, but, you know. You also have, Kevin Trudeau. Kevin Trudeau's got some books about what we need to do. Hey, guys, listen. I love you all. I don't know half of you, but I learned some information today that I think we need to be aware of. And genetically modified foods are killing us. And you know what? I want to make sure that your blood is not in my hands. No way could I, in good conscience, learn this today and not share it with you. Sorry I'm not as organized today, but I've been spending all day long reading the information to share with you. Because I want you to be aware. So you have the websites, equip yourselves, share with others, so you may be healthy. So when the whole world is falling apart and you're walking in wholeness, and you're walking in health, they will ask you, why are you not getting sick? Then you will truly be a testimony. Okay? Okay. This is the rule. I will take questions only on the topic. Please. I'm not here to talk theology tonight. Okay? Raise your hand if you want something to add that is going to be edifying to the teaching. And I'll give you the mic. I don't see any hands. Anybody? There we go.
Shalom, everybody. Shalom, Rico. That was a very good teaching. I believe that we have to get together. There's going to be people, all over, get in groups and who are like-minded and have the same vision as to you know, clean up our temples, return to Eden, and you know, for those who don't want to do it, or you know, there's nothing really we can do about that, but we can be together. And while we have communication, because a time very not too far from now, we will not be able to be on the internet, and so we need to do the preparation right now. Also, I would, you know, I have heard that there's going to be an economic collapse. If that, it's not a question of if, but when. And when that happens, is not the time to begin preparing. It's going to be too late.
That is true. Let me tell you some of the things that are happening right now, so you know what I'm saying. Okay? Now, the wheat, Japan, Indonesia, and some of the other countries in Europe are not accepting the seed for genetically engineered wheat or any seed for corn. So, if we cannot provide, if they're not taking this, and our biggest resources is what? It's wheat, corn, canola, and they're rejecting exports, then guess what? The whole system is going to collapse. How are we going to be able to make any money in the United States? You have to really think closely about what we're going to do here. Because you know what? Things are really happening. And you know what? I've been told by some people some things that I can't divulge right now. That we need to prepare ourselves for something that's coming, okay? So please start making your own gardens and doing some stuff to make sure that you don't get caught with the pants down, and then you say, please, Lord, save me. Well, he's been talking to us, but we are so worried about theology and arguing about how everything should be that he is talking, and we're not listening. We're trying to get everything right. We were ignorant in the Christian world. We didn't even know what the Bible said. Now we have a little understanding, and now we're arguing about the little petty things, and now we're supposed to be getting ready, and we're not listening. All right, guys. Here we go.
Well, I see Alicia Pia, whatever's hand up. That's why I didn't go Second Exodus, because I see her hand before mine. Rico, I agree with everything that you're saying, but the one thing I have also learned that if you take your blood and you put your blood under a microscope, your blood will reveal to you, if you have somebody that's very familiar with it, your blood will reveal to you what your body is consuming too much of and what your body is not consuming enough of. I have been around people that have tried all of this stuff, and I have seen them get very, very sick because they believed what somebody said, and they didn't check their own blood out. And because they didn't check their own blood out, they started eating what everybody suggested that they ate, and they got sicker for it and gained weight because of it and other diseases because of it. So I'm going to stick to having my blood tested and then going with what my blood tells me I need and what my blood tells me I don't need.
I jumped you for a minute, Lishiva. My wife made a comment to me that she can sense the peace in my heart by sharing this. Guys, let me tell you something. I really put a lot of effort in every teaching that I do. Do I proclaim to be right in everything that I do? You know, I don't know. I'm learning as I go too. But my intent, my heart is to share what I'm finding out so you may do well. And you know what? If I could just provoke you to be able to look at things differently through the Torah, if we can just come back to the ways of the Lord, you know? The ways of God, and try to put our own ways of doing things and just let him, you know, let him do it for us and be obedient to the voice that he's telling us. You know, how much can he do for us? You know? He can do so much. But we still caught up in all this baggage from Christianity, and we're missing our calling. We're missing our calling. I'm going to post on the website that you might look into. It's a pretty good product. And you can go in there if you like. Okay, Wisdom, do you know where you find a list of kosher supplements for bodybuilders? Brother, I'm telling you right now, Pastor Fred, I don't know, but I will do my best in research to do that. And hopefully we can stay in touch, and I'll get it for you, because I like to lose weight too, and I need it. So, but there are some products that are coming out that, you know, that are basically that can help you. Okay? So we need to be healthy, guys. We need to be healthy. Go ahead, Lishava.
Alicia's question is in the text, Rico, so if you would, she doesn't have a mic, so if you would go ahead and read and answer that. Thank you.
Well, I don't see it, so let me see. Okay, question, but no mic, Rico. Did you say in your 145 teaching that you take a supplement and soda? Yeah, I was taking Wyora, which is a, I already posted it for you. It's called Wyora.com. And what it is a zeolite. It's zeolite. It extracts every positive charge. Wyora. It's W-I-O, I think. Zeolite. There you go. Wyora. And you can look into that. And that's another, by the way, the in Oklahoma Cancer Treatment Center, they are using Wyora to treat certain types of cancers. So that's something that you might look into. Okay? And come on up, Alicia, about Pastor Fred. Come on up, brother. Pastor Fred, are you coming up, or you just don't have a mic? Anybody else? Anybody else who wants to say something in regards to this? Go ahead, Habiba. Come on up.
Can y'all hear me? Sorry. This has to do with square foot gardening. Are y'all familiar with that? Any of you are familiar with the square foot gardening? That has to do with you can, whatever space you have in your own backyard, it's called square foot gardening. You actually can make it very easily. Above the ground, you don't have to dig a hole, you don't have to do anything like that. It actually just takes some wood, make a square out of it, and you can actually put squares inside the square and build, yes, so you're familiar with it, yes. There is an actual website that has this information about square foot gardening. You can grow all kinds of food. It's very easy. There's no great tilling or anything you have to do for your backyard. So if you don't mind, Rico, I can post a link to this for that information. Do you mind?
Go ahead, Habiba. Go ahead. Post it. I've been looking for that website. We're going to do one in my backyard. We're going to start doing some... we're going to do everything we can. We're going to do herbs, we're going to do fruits, we're going to do vegetables, we're going to do whatever we can do. So this is the whole idea. Any website you have that can help us, please, you know, put it up. In regards to the topic, mami, cogiste website. Oíste, yo le agarré esa website, the squarefootinggardening.com. Come on up, Pastor Fred. If Matt can't second Exodus, you can come up.
I guess I'm going to take the mic here. I want wanted to also let people know who are not living in the city, because you can't do this if you're in the city, so this might behoove you to move out of the city. If you have, because of the high rising in of prices, you know, with an economy of collapse, you will also you're going to have your, if you don't have a job, you can't pay your rent or mortgage, and now where are you going to live? And you know, so, or you can't pay the utilities, this kind of thing. Living in the country, I live on 2.5 acres, and I'm putting in a water well. I'm also putting in a solar panels, and wind turbine. A wind turbine works with solar panels, so you get off the grid, and you do not have to pay any more electric, and you do not have to pay any more water. So you know, so if you need any information, you know, just I'll give you the information I have. Actually, you can just go on the web and look for wind turbines and working that works with solar panels.
Go ahead, Joel. Come on, buddy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell you, for those of you who are into raw foods, Rico posted earlier a website that said lifeforce.net, and it had a number after it. You can go there. I'm not going to give a big spill about it, but this product called Body Balance is changing people's lives. It's sea vegetables, and it's aloe. And it's literally changing people's lives. People are getting healed from cancers, diabetes, ADD, dyslexia, fibromyalgia, all kind of stuff is happening. And this also will help out the missions down here in Central America if you purchase this product or whatever. And you can also use it as a business building deal too. You can come on as a member or come on as a customer. And so there's all kind of benefits you get from it health-wise and even building the kingdom. So thank you, Rico, for allowing me to share that. I'll post the website.
They are such revenant Jews, that's why they'll never win, cause we'll be throwing stones, until it's over. Damn all these lions and Jews, they all want to steal your land, they'll have you throwing stones, when they take it over.
Of every dark, their speech is like a bardo. When they took the stars, that's when they went too far. And we all thought that
can you guys hear me? What in the world is that? Can you guys hear me? That was weird, man. How did they do that? Because I didn't see anybody. Did anybody see, like, who was doing that? I didn't see the mic on anybody. That's weird, man. That's a trip. All right, let me remove the mic again. Somebody else have any more questions so we can go? I hope that today has been a lot of information, you know, and something a little different. And you know, I just hope you were edified. You know, the whole idea is we want to bring people back to the Torah. We want to bring people to have complete wholeness and to get them to understand, you know, the right principles. But we also have to be, you know what? We have to be very realistic with the sense that, you know, the reason why Yah says some things, don't mix the mix, you know, the laws of mixing the seed. Isn't it interesting how now in these last days before Messiah comes, we're dealing with the same thing Yah says not to do? The Father was very clear in His commandments, and here we are now, you know, and dealing with the same thing he said not to do. So we're going to have to make choices daily. Who else has something to say before I close the room? And I appreciate all of you for coming. And I know it's been a lot, so come on up.
They say we're not strong, but we know that they're wrong. But we don't share. We make that very clear, and they also.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna just close the room, all right? So, because people always get stupid. Isn't it interesting how always somebody wants to get stupid? You know, that's one thing that always gets me about. Always gets me about Pal Talk. So always somebody getting stupid. Anyway, so I'm going to close the room. So I appreciate you guys. By the way, if you ever want to get away from here, I know people in Costa Rica. I know people in Costa Rica, beautiful place, that you can go over there and hide out for a while. I'm just kidding. If you want to go, that would be a good place to go. All right? So shalom aleichem, and I hope that some of you may come back out and get information. Somebody please, can you please read that this guy, Abu, whatever his name is? Abu something, must be a Muslim. All right, guys. Then beginning next week, I'm hoping I have some internet access next Wednesday, next Thursday. I will be in Puerto Rico next Wednesday, and next Thursday, I'm sorry. I'll be in Puerto Rico, and then I'm going to be on the road. So if you don't see me the next few weeks, I'm going to try to post it and stay in touch with you guys and making sure that I'm around. So I'm going to be on the road, so if you don't see me, you know what's going on. But until meantime, if I have internet next week, I'll be on 8 o'clock next Thursday night. Yah bless you and keep you, and we'll see you guys soon, okay? Shalom. Shirak, thank you so much for all of your help. And my beautiful wife, my baby, gracias, mi amor lindo, precioso, por ayudarme tanto. Joe Sanchez, my brother Joe in Costa Rica, shalom aleichem. And all of you that came over, thank you. I know that I gave a lot of information. I gave you the websites. Please take the opportunity, okay? Take the opportunity. We got to go, guys. Shalom, shalom, and I'll see you soon. I got to close right now. Shalom. Bye-bye.
They are such